Welcome to the encampment here at the Yorktown Victory Center. As you go around here, you're going to be welcome to go into any of the tents that you see that are open. The smaller ones in the front here would be for the enlisted men, normally six men assigned to a tent by regulation. The large tent in the very center of the camp is going to be for the commandant, the colonel. Beyond his tent, you will see a very important tent where the surgeon is going to be stationed. He'll be taking care of the men's health care, of course. In the back of the camp, in the corner, you'll see a bunch of firewood stacked up in a trench dugout. That's a kitchen, typical of what they would use when they were in the field. Next to that, some huts covered with brush, typical of what the family members are living in. Of course, you do have families following these regiments in the field. And then over in the corner where you see the cannons, that's our weapons demonstration area. And periodically you'll hear a whistle blow. It means we'll be doing weapons demonstration over there.
Welcome to the farm. This is a 1780s Tidewater Virginian farm site where one middle-class family would have lived. Generally, they would have owned about 100 to 200 acres of land where they would plant tobacco as their cash crop. We also have millet planted here in the field, as well as flax. Right up here, the brick chimneyed structure is our main house where the family would have ate and slept. We also have the kitchen, which is the log cabin-like structure where the family would have done all their cooking and food preservation on the farm. Next to the kitchen is our tool shed, which is the covered but open area where they would do any certain work and chores that they did not want to do within their house. Generally, we store, make, and mend our tools there. And diagonally beyond the kitchen, we have our tobacco house where we dry our tobacco as well.